Life is a cause when I think of your kisses, my mind seesaws. Do you see, do you see, do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I hurt you too. Then we both get so blue. I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for the key to set me free. Oh, the jealousy, the greed is the unraveling. It's the unraveling and it undoes all the joy that could be. I wanna have fun, I wanna shine like the sun. Wanna be the one that you wanna see. Wanna knit you a sweater, wanna write you a love letter. Wanna make you feel better, wanna make you feel.
Tuned into Fools of Love. This is Stephanie, your host. It's a lovely Wednesday, and I have Christopher Adams of Never Young here.
Woo! Hi.
Say hello, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing really well.
Yeah.
We already spoke about how well
my
last few days have been.
Yeah, you're having a good week.
Yeah, I'm on a good one.
You're on a great one.
Yeah.
And now you're here, which is even better.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I already said I'm on like an upward trajectory.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the way
I'm going to just have you repeat all the things we talked about during our lunch.
Yeah,
How was our lunch?
Our lunch was gorgeous. Am I allowed to say bad words on here?
Oh, yes.
Naughty words?
Fuck. Shit. Ass. All of them.
Yeah, because we're going to play a Blink-182 song. Just kidding. You know that one? The party song?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, shit, blah, 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 ass, motherfucker.
Just every word.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's my favorite love song.
Yeah.
No, lunch was fucking gorgeous because you made one of my favorite dishes, pizza.
Homemade pizza.
Homemade pizza, which put kind of like an artisanal spin on like the comfort food that is normally delivered pizza.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, people, Steph fucking just grand slammed this pizza. Hit me.
What's up? Off top.
Hit me off top with. She was like, oh. I made this pizza and I hope you like sweet potato. And I'm like, oh my God, you're a fucking genius. Then she put yellow bell pepper and
broccoli.
And broccoli. Which.
Different types all, of cheese.
And what type of cheese?
All types. Monterey Jack, cheddar, mozzarella.
This fucked up, cool, like blend of cheeses.
Yeah, that, man.
You know, just like a cheese doctor.
Yes.
And it all. And what was important to me was that it all looked really beautiful,
right?
On the
That's
pizza.
My whole thing. It's like the colors, man.
You it's gotta, got it. Yeah, it's
gotta have
pop.
Good color, then it's all good.
Yeah, you eat with your eyes.
Yeah, duh. You just
I
slam
eat
your
shit
face
with
into
my
it.
Eyes. Yeah.
You don't even digest it. You just look
no.
at it.
Yeah, it just gets in your.
It's for the picture, always.
It's right?
That's
exactly.
What
it's
do.
All for the IG.
It's yeah, always. Yeah, I'm actually really proud of that because I've attempted to make pizza so many times and I always fuck up the dough. Like I don't know what I do wrong. Cause I'm like the kind of person that cooks and improvises. You can't improvise dough, man. No. You have to go strictly with the recipe.
Right.
And I did it, and it was good. It was fluffy. It tasted good. I'm very happy.
Yeah, we were saying it's like an ancient like secret of humanity that allows, or of like Earth that mm-hmm. allows bread to exist.
Yeah.
And it's not something that you can just like be like, oh, I want to make a bread.
No, man, you need to really have it in you to make bread, you know?
I got homies in the food world.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
The bread gods have to be looking above you.
Right,
really
yeah.
Really guiding you the way. You can't do it on your own.
No. And it's so crazy because it's only like five ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is really crazy, but there's, you know, strategic ways to do it.
Damn, Kevin's calling me. Kevin, if you're listening, I'm coming, baby.
He's coming.
I'm coming downstairs.
We got a couple buddies coming up, and we're going to have kind of like a little party today, huh?
Yeah, we're going to get, yeah.
We're going to get a little hyphy up in here.
We're going to get pretty hyphy, actually. Now that you mention it, we started it off real nice and smooth.
We're starting off nice and mellow, yeah,
right,
with Joni Mitchell.
We're going to ramp up soon, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, Joni Mitchell, that was a beautiful track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was on your top.
Absolutely. And that was like a song that I like, that is distinctly attached to a time, a place in time where I was like falling for someone. And yeah, and that song sort of encompasses that
yeah.
feeling where you're just like, I want to give you absolutely all of me, like totally, you know, in a way that I've never done with anyone else.
Take it, man, take it. And then let's just pick a couple songs and get these guys up here. We have Spoiled?
Yeah, Spoiled by Sebadoh.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but it's really nice. It's a great song.
It's a good song. So let's play that out, and we'll come back, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Mwah.
Soon to fall, freedom is the life we live.
Hello, and we're back. You're tuned in to Fools of Love. I'm Stephanie, and I have Christopher here. Chris, what's up?
Yo, what's good?
Everything's good. Everything's good, baby.
Everything's so good right now, actually.
Dude, we are on cloud nine today.
We are riding such a high.
So let's get into it. You ready?
Let's do it, yeah. I'll hold nothing back. I'm bearing all.
That's what I want. I want to spare
Give
it
the
all.
People what they want. You
that's
know?
What they want, man. They want the truth.
The real shit.
You want to be... just talk truth.
Well, I don't know. Where do we start? How do you normally get this shit rolling?
We just kind of talk. Let's see. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Okay, let's start there. So no girlfriend, huh?
No girlfriend. Okay. And this last, like... that's been a thing for like 2 years, but I've been seeing like people like on and off in that time. Yeah. And I'll get like real close to like finding like a real like good, real sweet lady who just like is really into me and I'm into her, and we just appreciate each other for everything that we are. But for whatever reason, the world doesn't allow it to happen, you know, because that's just the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Let's see. I've just been seeing people like on and off, you know, and trying to just
so
like
you're doing the dating game.
Yeah, I'm doing the dating game.
The dating game is a bitch.
It's kind of weak as fuck.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking rough. Yeah. It's like, who wants to go on a date and have that like anxious feeling and just like me? And
right.
Like, you know, you get so like you psych yourself out and you can't even be yourself, and it's like,
let's skip to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Let's
Skip to the cuddle party.
Let's go. Let's get in the bed and cuddle, or like let's go to the
Netflix
river
and chill.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, the river. That sounds nice. Just like chilling by the river
totally.
With some beers.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and it's
a
like
sweet spot.
It's always good when you don't when you just you're there and you don't really have to say much. You just kind of know
where like the silence is.
Right.
Totally fine.
See, because I
comfort
like
in the silence.
I really like I was telling you earlier, I like to reel back and let people around me sort of like do their thing, live their truth, speak their fucking speak that shit. And sometimes just nothing. I just don't, you know, I don't want to stifle someone with like all my thoughts and all my information and your perspective. So I'll just reel it back. But sometimes they don't have anything to say either. And so, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know,
I like when you can be comfortably in a nice silence and just like enjoy the moment, you know, instead of having to like feel like you have to talk or have to entertain someone,
because then
you just start saying stupid shit. Yeah. You can just like just coexist together for like a moment and like take in your surroundings and what you're doing. Like, that's a very beautiful thing to be able to do with someone else.
Yeah, like you said earlier, just living, you know, for the process, for like right now.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we had very like deep right conversations before the
right
show.
yeah we got pretty heavily
we got into it, but yeah, we were talking about just really enjoying what's happening in your life and not always looking for the end goal, because like, what are you gonna do when it ends, you know?
Exactly.
You enjoy what you're doing now and the people around you and just kind of have fun with it.
And chances are at this age you're not gonna find like your soulmate.
It's way too hard. None of us know who we are yet to be like,
exactly,
yeah, let's be together, you know, like. So, and it, those people that do, like, kudos to you, like, that's fucking awesome. But there's a good portion, half and half.
So I'm all for like this moment right now, you know, where I'm with my fucking people,
people
that love me. Let me give a quick intro to the folks that are joining us right now. On my left, we have Sicky Nick Salter, aka Ricky Six,
Ricky Six, baby,
aka the Rick Man,
the Rick Man,
Sick the Rick.
and then on
my further left, we got Espumosa, pretty boy Kev, aka Kev the Threat.
Kev the Threat.
Kevin the Threat, Espumosa. And you want to say hi, y'all?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going? Cheers. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Just hanging.
Glad to have y'all.
Yeah. You know, it gives a good little warm environment here.
Yeah, I got some support.
Fun.
You know, got my people
you
backing
got your
me
people?
Up.
Yeah, you always travel with the crew.
Yeah.
You're one of those guys with the crew all the time.
Exactly. They like reaffirm all my decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, that was cool. I
and
like that. That was
everything
funny.
You say, they're just like, yeah, in the back.
Just back your support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
You might want to get some for yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
I really should change what I'm doing in my life and have a crew behind me, huh?
Just post it behind you.
Yeah.
And then when it's their turn to shine, then I like switch back
yeah.
into their crew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all like,
well,
We recycle.
Well, if anybody wants to be part of my crew, I'm scouting out, reaching out to anybody that wants to back me up.
Yeah, this is an open call. We are looking for a good crew member, someone that is very positive and supportive.
Yeah.
That is comfortable sitting behind someone and not saying much.
But laughing at all my jokes, because it's very important to me.
Exactly, yeah.
Just make me feel like I'm really funny.
Yeah. So if you think you have what it takes.
Yeah, please submit your resume and a picture.
Yeah, we're on. Because you gotta look sick.
You gotta
okay?
look tight. Don't if you're gonna be behind me, you gotta look good.
Don't come running up in some Birkenstocks or any open toe shoes for that matter.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. No, that's a no go.
Or any of the toe shoes. You know the toe shoes?
Oh, God, please.
That's
no.
That's rough. Okay.
None of those. None of that stuff.
Yeah.
Regular shoes, closed shoes, please.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, let's play a couple more songs and then we'll come back and talk more about your love life and the things of life and
hell
everything
yeah.
else. What we have next is that Jeff Buckley song.
Yeah. He's like he's a dude from like the 90s, early 2000s. He was like a singer-songwriter who tragically drowned when he was like 28 or 29 or something, but had this like beautiful career before then.
Yeah.
And because I'm like a stupid adult who likes to color music with like someone else's life, you know, like their life, it feels more intense knowing that he like went out the way he did listening to his music. So this is the really sad segment of the playlist.
Yeah, I think we're doing it reverse this time, but that's all good.
Okay,
I'm into
cool.
it. We're gonna do this. So Jeff Buckley, So Real, guys. We'll
so
be
real.
Back.
Sleep tonight on your couch. I remember the smell of the fabric of your simple city dress. Oh,
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Pretty.
Yo.
What's up?
Hey, we back.
We back. Fools of Love with Stephanie and Chris and the homies, Nick
and my Kevin. People.
Yeah, and his people.
Chris and his people.
Chris and Co.
Chris and the Revolution.
Yeah. Yeah. So those were some good jams.
Yeah, you just heard a track by J-Som. A local talent.
Yeah, she's great.
22-year-old girl named Melina.
Mm-hmm.
Who now lives in Ingleside. Recording music under the moniker J-Som. That song you just heard is called I Think You're All Right, being released shortly on vinyl via Fat Possum Records.
She's on tour right now.
Please check her out. She is the beacon of light in the indie emo like DIY world in San Francisco. She's killing it. She has the most insane.
I'm sure she has a great posse behind her too.
She probably has the most epic crew.
Fuck.
Actually, I know Neil Davis. You know Neil Davis? Mm-hmm. He's back there for sure.
Oh, sick.
Respect to Neil. But that song, I was going to talk about how that song to me, kind of embodies like the feeling of being super sprung on someone, like you just. Maybe like spent the night with them for the first time after like going on a date and you're like, oh my god, like this person is sick.
Yeah.
And you wake up and you want to like really like embrace them. You like want to cuddle with them, but you're scared that they may not feel the same. So you got to like play it cool. Yeah, like, I don't really want to do this.
Yeah.
But inside you're like, damn, I feel so much for this person.
Yeah.
And you don't know
how long it's going to last. So you're trying to take advantage of that.
You want to take advantage of it, but you don't want to freak them out and come on too strong.
Mm-hmm.
And Melina, if you're listening, please correct me if I'm wrong, but this is me.
This is how I feel about this.
How I feel, man.
This is a song that I feel when after those nights.
Right, yeah. So
those are rough nights, man. Having a nice
They can be really rough.
It's like a weird like super like it's super awesome, but then at the same time you're just like super anxious cuz you're like you're so cool like and you're already like fantasizing and like creating scenarios and like we could have so much fun.
Exactly.
But it's like you're like, and wait, you feel like chill out,
you feel like
out.
A freak.
Yeah. I'm crazy.
Yeah. Like, please, you should go because I am crazy.
I already planned our wedding. You should go.
I don't know if you're ready for this, but I know your parents. We love each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've definitely had like a really sour couple of experiences in that situation where I just like thought that we were at a place where we weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this last year I was seeing someone that I was pretty sprung on.
Yeah.
And we ended up like seeing each other for like just a couple times. And in the middle of the night I wake up and I like turn over to like kiss her or something, you know, like
that's so kind cute.
Of, you know, just like, oh wow. Like, oh, I'm here at this house next to this person.
Yeah.
Beautiful. She turns over and she's like, what was that?
No.
And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I don't know if we're on the same page. Mind you, this is 4 a.m.
Oh, no.
And I'm like half asleep and I'm just like immediately like snap back into the zone. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, we may want to talk about this in the morning, but right now I want to go to sleep. And I'm just like, you're fucking like, you know, this is not how we do this.
Yeah.
And then she fell asleep. And then I just laid there for maybe like 4 hours until like 8 a.m. Then I got up and I left.
Yeah.
And I left a note saying like, that was insane. Like, I hope that never happens to me again in my life.
Yeah.
Please don't do that. Like, say something like that and then turn over and go to sleep.
Yeah.
I went home that day and
you probably didn't even sleep.
I got maybe like an hour of sleep and I was literally laying in her bed for maybe 4 hours thinking like, what have I done? You know, just like
one kiss, just like,
right. Yeah. No, like the moment I try to like open up, you know,
just,
and it wasn't even like, I wasn't even in my right mind, you know?
Yeah.
Just woke up like half, like just,
you know, in a sleepy haze and just like,
sleepy ass haze.
And just like, hey, like, she's cute. I'm going to give her a kiss.
Right.
Be like, thank you. And then she freaks out.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But at the same time, you know, I'm sure there were signs that I could have... And she later elucidated that there are some signs that I should have read a little more clearly. But still, it was just so out of pocket, and I was, like, so pissed. And also
she
hurt.
She could have done it. Like, you know, she could have waited till the morning. Just, like, doing something at midnight and be like, all right, I'm going to pass out now, though.
Right. And that's what made me just, like, so bummed on the whole dating thing, because people are so, like... People are... It's hard, like, communicating, like, the real shit. you know? You know, maybe at night you feel like, the heat of, like, you know,
you're a lot more vulnerable in the nighttime.
Young people are like out and like, you know, maybe like getting fucked up or just like out among each other having fun. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, this is a great time to like, to like confide in someone, you know, have like a partner with me, you know, like of the opposite sex I'm attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get into these situations and then like and then for whatever reason, whether or not you're like drunk or whatever, like whatever reason, you may realize, oh, this isn't exactly like... What sucks about those things is that they're most often... The dating world, it's most often for you to feel, like, comfortable and confided without you sharing that with that person. It's really kind of self-involved.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Where you think you're really sprung, you're just like, this person likes me and I like that.
Yeah.
You know? You may not feel the same. And, like, in that, I feel like that's kind of what happened is this person was like, I like that you can like be around me and make me feel good, but at the end of the day, it may not be what we need for each other, like in the long run. So there's that like kind of twisted part about like, I'm sorry, I really like all the dark shit about love.
No, you know? Dude, that's all me.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the thing that I'm like, the only thing I kind of understand, you know, just like the really sinister, like kind of sad stuff, because like the other stuff is like so hard to come on. Like,
right.
And that's just something that's like, it's like the best part of it, you know, and that's where you're trying to reach to, but there's so many obstacles before you get there.
Yeah.
And especially in dating, like, and that's why I say like a lot of people aren't gonna find that person until later, because you're just trying to figure out yourself, and like you end up dating people because you want to feel less alone or validated for like what you're doing, you know, because if someone likes you, you're just like, all right, cool, I'm cool, someone likes me, like that means I'm good, right? And then you realize like, oh wait, this is like not a person I actually want to be with, and then everybody's just playing this game just to try to make themselves feel better.
Right. And then you feel remorse for like letting that person into your life and giving them these sort of like expectations or whatever. And it goes both ways. I've been on each side of the coin.
Oh yeah, everybody does it. Everybody's doing the same thing, and it's like, I'm not saying that anybody's doing it consciously, it's just like, it's what we're doing. We're just trying to figure ourselves out and figure out our emotions and just kind of relate to people, because you know that's like what everybody's trying to do, is find people to relate to.
Human nature.
Yeah.
Like what you want to...
like what we're doing.
Yeah, just like what you want to do as a person to feel like, you know, like you're worthwhile on the planet.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's part of our society to be like, you have to find someone to be with, and then just like you do your thing, and this is like a happy ever after, and you get married and kids, like, okay. And you know, we're like, have that engraved, and you slowly start figuring out that that's not what it's about. Like, it's fun to find someone, and it's cool to have someone be there with you, but you ultimately like need to do your own stuff.
What happens is it has to be sort of this like otherworldly experience, which I think is what is so like mesmerizing about love, is that like it's like psychedelic, like like I said earlier.
Oh my god, this is okay, we're getting into this.
It's hella, it's super psychedelic.
Yeah, dude,
because it's like it's super otherworldly, and it's like a different dimension where like reason and logic are just lifted from your lens.
Yeah, everybody becomes a fool, and they're just crazy.
Just
they're just fooling it up.
Yeah, but which is really fun. Sometimes.
It is fun. It's like being fun. In love and having those kind of moments is, you know, very fun, and it's, you have these like crazy like highs, you know.
Right. So you want to like find that place. But it's not about, it's just not about you. It's about like
it's
this.
It's about everything.
This.
Oh, it's about the world.
Yeah, super. Yeah, we're going to do yoga after this.
Yeah, dude, we're super spiritual.
Let's light some sage and fucking put on some new age music.
Yeah.
Some pan flute orchestra or whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, but I really do agree with like, it is kind of like a you know, psychedelic thing. Because like you start like, your perspective gets skewed. You start like seeing things in a way that they're not really happening.
Yeah.
And that's why people get all weird and things get like, there's so many miscommunications because you just start seeing things differently.
Totally.
Like everything's skewed.
It's just, and yeah, and then, but then there's like points of ecstasy where you're like, this is total pleasure.
Nighttime.
Where you're just like, yeah, damn bae, like damn respective bae, like you just made my world just like so much more vivid.
You rocked my world.
ecstasy, but then also pain.
Yeah,
pain,
it comes with everything. There's highs and there's lows. There's
you're tuning into Pain and Ecstasy right now.
Just changing my show name for sure.
Pain and Ecstasy, it's a sick band name.
Yeah, start it. Yeah, well, let's play a couple more and then we'll come back. I do want to talk about this girl that you dated that you wrote a song for, and we'll talk about that after these couple songs.
Great.
Yeah, we're gonna start off with some Strokes, guys. The Strokes are tight. Woo woo. We'll be back, guys. Thanks.
We'll be right back. that's pretty clever, don't you, boy? Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you drop. You kill yourself for recognition, kill yourself to never ever stop. Another mirror, you're turning into something new enough. Don't leave me. You'll be the one who cannot talk. All your insides fall to pieces. You just sit there wishing you could still make love. They're the ones who'll hate you when you think you got the world all so stacked.
Hello.
Fools of Love with
How
Stephanie and Chris. And
do you feel good?
I feel great.
To the people, do you feel good?
People.
I hope I'm sending all of the love and inspiration and hot vibes that we're feeling in this room.
All the hot vibes.
Through the through this very phallic mic.
Yeah.
Into your
do you feel it?
Into your
do
bedroom.
Do you feel it?
Let me check. Let's do a quick check-in with my people.
Hey,
people, where are you? How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just relaxing here.
Feeling the hot vibes, bro?
Yeah, feeling the hot vibes. And I'm sure my bedroom is very hot at home right now.
Yeah.
You send all those vibes
to his bedroom. Yeah.
You're going
to
come home to some hot vibes.
Yeah, sick, dude.
Kevin, where you at, bro?
Kevin, where you at?
Howdy.
Hey.
How do you feel?
Give us an update on your current state.
With love?
With just where you are right now
at this
moment.
Very moment in the studio.
I'm in the corner. I was checking my
phone.
They
put baby in the corner.
Physically and figuratively.
No, I feel really good. Life is good. It's been good to me, and Good I feel to healthy.
Yeah.
I feel healthy.
That was the was the team check-in.
Feel healthy, man. Squad check-in. I hope everybody feels healthy.
Yeah.
As we drink our
beers. What about you, Stephanie? Let's do a Steph check.
Ooh, Steph check.
Steph check.
Steph check. Check, check, check.
Check, check.
Here I am, checked. I'm good. Mm-hmm. Life is good. It's a sunny day. I'm here. This is my favorite place in the whole city.
Yeah.
It's my little happy place, and I'm glad I could share it with all of my friends.
Let's flip the script for a second.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Didn't see that coming.
Curveball.
Here we go. I'm a tricky, freaky guy, and I got a lot of tricks.
All right.
Where are you at in your current like state of romance?
Okay. We're gonna talk about mm-hmm. that. Okay, we're doing this. Oh, there's none. Short answer. Long answers. I cock block myself. Oh. I don't talk to boys.
No, I can't.
They scare me.
Yeah, no, I'm freaked out by girls too.
Yeah, I'm a homebody, so I like being home and like I work a lot. So when I'm not working, I'm like chilling in bed.
Uh huh.
And like. That just doesn't play out where to meet people. I don't meet anybody in my bedroom, so.
Oh, no, I don't meet people for shit. And yeah. I mean, I was doing a similar thing, like working nights. Mm-hmm. You know, I would never go out.
It's hard, yeah, because working nights and like the nights that I do have off, I'm like, well, I don't want to spend it at a bar and like, I don't want to mingle. It's just so much work.
All right, let's break into it. What's your Tinder experience like?
I've never done Tinder. I'd rather be alone forever than do social media.
You did it once.
I've never done it. I refuse. I boycott things. So I boycott the online dating.
Why do you boycott it?
I just rather not. I just I think it's a game. Like people are on there trying to get fucked, and
it is an absolute game. It becomes like a weird virtual reality video game.
I just like don't want someone else's like my self-esteem and ego in someone else's swipe. You know. Like, I'm just not down.
See, I'm totally down to enable someone to, like, objectify me.
Yeah, no.
I'm down to be that fool for someone. Whether it's, I think that you're, a hot dude, or I think you're a weird-looking, freaky white boy. Either way, that gives them power, you know? That gives, like, them a sense of, like, I'm deciding my fate.
Yeah.
And whether or not that's, like, in my favor... I'm down to be a part of the system.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I should try to get out there more. I was like, I'd be down to go on a
date.
Right,
no, see, like,
someone take me on a date.
But doing Tinder,
I'm a nice lady.
Doing Tinder dates, whether or not you're trying, the guys, like, the guy or girl, like, are being, like stupid and freaky and immature, like, oh, I just want to fuck somebody, you know? Like, whether or not that's happening, you, like, meet up in this really weird circumstance, you know?
And I think it would just make it such a joke. Like, I just, like, my default is just, like, sarcasm, like that's probably my number one language, like it's all sarcasm.
Oh yeah, me too.
So like I feel like I would go into it and just be super joking, that'd be like super freaked out by me.
Do people ever like mistake your sarcasm for being very serious? That happens to me so much,
but it's so fun for me.
And is it fun?
Like,
I get really I get like flustered and scared, like, oh god, you think I'm that? And then I backtrack and I try to explain what I was just trying to be sarcastic about and just ruin it all.
No, if they don't get it, I'm done. Like, I walk away. I'm like, you didn't get my joke. Ah, dude. Already out.
To stop being so sarcastic. They're like, you haven't been here that long, so some people, like, they don't know you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, that's like, my whole thing is, like, but it's fun. Like, I like it, what? But that's the thing. It's like, I'm just trying to find someone that's going to get my humor and it's going to, like, challenge me. I just want you to challenge me on my humor, and I want to be stumped, and I'm like, all right, hi, hello.
Right.
That's how you'll get me.
Totally. Once, don't compromise, you know?
Mm-mm.
Never compromise.
Nah, I'm perfectly happy alone to have to compromise.
And that's so much more important than than finding...
You saw my room. My room's very comfy.
Your room is pristine.
Yeah.
And whoever gets to inhabit that with you, God willing, they're a lucky
They're very
person.
Lucky people. Yeah. I know. Yeah, and my cooking, too.
Oh, God, see? You're such a catch.
Yeah, I know. That's why I got it, you know?
What?
What did she make you?
Pizza.
I made amazing
homemade pizza.
Yeah, the dough and everything.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we're catching up. We're catching up, my crew.
The crew didn't hear the first part of the show. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my love life. Haven't done it for like 4 years. Mm. Trying to get out there, but we'll see. I'm not compromising,
but
and I won't do online dating. I refuse.
Great, that's fine. At least you know what you like and what you want, and you're comfortable like on your own, which is something that someone our age usually is not familiar with and is frightened of and refuses to confront and ends up becoming toxic in relationships that they make because it's just, I mean, at the end of the day, when you're not sleeping with Bae,
yeah,
you're with yourself.
Yeah.
And that's fucking freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love me time. I have so much fun.
I need it.
Dude, I have so much fun.
Yeah.
The other night, so I was sharing a room with someone, my friend before he moved, and I hadn't had a room for like a month, and then I got my room for myself one night, and I was like sitting there, I was like, what do? Like, I'm by myself. And I got like stoned, and then like I just like started playing cool music, and I just started dancing in my room. I was like, oh fuck yeah, I can just do whatever I want. This is tight. And I just had like the funnest night by myself.
Just pure liberation.
Yeah, just interpreted
there
dancing.
There are no rules.
I started doing karaoke in there. I
was I'm high. I'm high, and I can do anything on earth.
Yeah, that was literally my night last Saturday. Thank you very much. It was
sick,
so fun.
Dude,
while everybody's out. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's my posse at, bro?
Girl.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Steph check for everyone.
That was the Steph check.
That was a Steph check. Well, I do still want to hear the story about the song, but we'll come back. Let's play that song and get you ready, because Chris is going to play some jams for us on the guitar.
Yep.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Boy. Here we go.
Here we go. Guitar.
What are we playing?
We're going to play the Prince song.
Cool. Can I do a quick intro?
Yeah.
This is a song that I've been a really intense Prince fan for like 6 or 7 years now. And this year has been especially hard because, you know, as you know, we lost him.
Yeah.
But we have all of his artifacts and all of his love. This is a song that I've found myself singing it most often when I'm fucked up on my knees in my bedroom.
Fuck yeah.
Screaming to the sky along to this song. At one point there's a climax where Prince is screaming, "Do you want him or do you want me? 'Cause I want you." And that's where it really just broke me.
Yeah.
You know, and I was in a situation where I was like, where there was this person I was like really attracted to, and I was like, there was another person in the picture, and I expressed my interest in them, and
yeah,
they weren't being like totally like clairvoyant with me or, mm-hmm, or totally transparent, and that it just came down to, do you want him or do you want me?
Yeah,
I want you.
It's just bottom line, straightforward.
Into the song.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's play this jam. That was great.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be back, guys.
Thank you.
right. That was Prince. We're back. We got Chris all mic'd up. Yep. Ready? You want to try that guitar for me?
Wonderful.
Yeah? Feeling good about that?
Yes.
There we go. Okay, so here's Chris. He's going to play a couple jams for us.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have more fun later. Yeah. There
you go. See, now I'm terribly nervous.
No, you're
going to
do great.
Cool. This is a song by an individual named Alex G. He's a young dude out of Philadelphia that we have had the pleasure of playing with, in my band, Never Young. And we're just personally just terribly big fans of him. So the song is called Soaker. All I wanna do is get a little bit closer to you, but you're like glue. I'm like water, and you're like glue. And all I ever do is soak through you. And all I ever do is soak through you. And all I ever do is soak through you. And all I ever do is soak through you. All I wanna do is get a little bit closer to you. But you're like glue. I'm like water, and you're like glue. I'm like water, and you're like glue. And all I ever do is soak through you. And all I ever do is soak through you. And all I ever do is soak through you. And all I ever do soak through you. Soak through you. Yep, that was one.
Phew.
Very short, very easy. Thank God.
Very good.
Nick, do I sound in tune?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Cool. Thanks, dog. Just what I needed to hear. Thank you, team, for being here. Thank you, Stephanie. This is a song by Elliot Smith, who I'm sure everyone who's listening already knows, called The Big Ballad of Nothing.
Do 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 do. First line, what's the first line? Throwing candy out to the crowd. Drag throwing candy out to the crowd. Dragging down the main. A hopeless thing with a dirty mouth who's always got something to say. You're sitting around at home and waiting for your brother to come. I saw him down at the alley. Haven't had enough of it all. Yeah, you can do what you want to whenever you want to. Yeah, you can do what you want to. There's no one to stop you. All spit and spite, you're up all night and down every day. A tired man with only hours to go that's waiting to be taken away. Getting into the back of a car for candy from some stranger. Watching the parade with pinpoint eyes.
It's the best line.
Filled with smoldering anger. You can do what you want to whenever you want to. Yeah, you can do what what you want to. There's no one to stop you. Yeah, you can do what you want to, whenever you want to. Do what you want to, whenever you want to. Do what you want to, whenever you want to. Though it doesn't mean a thing. Big nothing.
Ooh. Cool. That was nice. Okay. This song is original. It's from my own vault of shit, so the Chris vault, as I call it.
Thank you for every night you could have stayed. A cool, calm, lazy fog over my day. And when you're cold and talk shit to my face, I couldn't imagine you any other way. I laugh so long, there's nothing left to say. Oh, life is long and takes us anyway. On nights when you won't ever know the truth, I'll keep you warm, you underneath the moon. How could I've known? 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 For every night you could have stayed. A cool, calm, lazy fog over my day. And when you're cold and talk shit to my face, I need you more than I could ever say.
So great.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for that.
Thanks for helping me through that, because that was freaky.
Aww.
I was just saying to Stephanie, I've never done that before in my life. Played like a solo acoustic thing.
Well, I'm glad you did that for me.
That was phase one.
Yeah, phase one. Yeah, phase just one breaking complete. You out. Yeah. That was awesome. Why'd you choose those songs?
So Alex G is a very like emotional like kind of songwriter.
Yeah,
it's like just very rich and like full of like nostalgia.
Yeah,
even though he's so young, his music just makes me feel so nostalgic, like I'm a mm-hmm. little kid or something.
Yeah, it was the first time I heard it when you sent right. me a playlist, and I thought it was so good.
That song's outstanding.
Yeah, it's amazing, right.
And it's really easy. Mm-hmm. It's hard to fuck
it's
up.
It's very
which
simple,
is why I
chose but that's
it.
Like yeah, but it's great like. When you have a song that's so simple but just like has so
exactly.
much emotion towards it that you feel it, and that's all it needed, you know.
That's why I chose it. It's four chords and mm-hmm. maybe three lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's but it encapsulates the feeling of that experience so perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
definitely.
Like and it's just it's to me it's just about unrequited love or
yeah.
or for whatever reason not being able to align with someone the way you want, you
yeah.
know. And I'm water and you're glue. All I do is soak through you.
Yeah.
I go straight through you, you know. We're not
yeah.
like connecting
mm-hmm.
the way that we want.
Yeah.
And I mean anyone can can understand that.
Yeah, definitely. You know? That's basically what we were talking about before. You know, all that stuff. Like, that song really captures that whole feeling that we were talking about.
And he's just a great, performer. Mm-hmm. And Elliott Smith, obviously, another just, like, super sad, emotional guy.
Yeah.
And I felt really weary about covering those songs because what's so special about those songs to me is their personal performance, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just X factor. They're, like, ability to just be themselves and do it in a way that no one else can.
Yeah.
But that song...
But it was a good lead into your song, too. Like, you know, like your... Cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Debut.
My fucking debut.
Here you are.
Yeah, dude. I've arrived. So that's, I don't know. Yeah, the Elliott Smith song is obviously very, like, touching. Mm-hmm. And he has this insane ability to take really emotional and deep feelings and put them into, like, a really trivial, not trivial, but, like, colloquial and, like, almost like you're talking to a buddy on the phone.
Yeah.
He's like, it's a love song, but he goes into a part where he's like, sitting watching the parade full of smoldering anger, and it's like this little emo guy saying it, my god, like, you get it, like, you have, like, a lot of dimension where you feel like really sentimental, but then also you're full of rage. He's like a punk, a punk.
Yeah. And it's hard to, like, a lot of people like to hide away most of those feelings, and it's, like, cool to just be like, yeah, I have all these feelings, I have every feeling, like, I'm a human being. And it's like he's literally just putting that out there,
right, in a way that's not, like, pretentious too poetic. Mm-hmm. He's very conversational, which I love.
It's real, man.
It's super real.
Real and raw. And that's what them I'm chords. Into. Yeah.
And then my song is called How Could I Have Known? And it's just about a similar circumstance where you're under the impression of one thing and it ends up being something else. And you get so wrapped up in this ideal of what you want something to be, especially in a relationship, that you lose sight of what's actually in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh shit, how could I have known? Like, this is what I believe.
Yeah.
So.
And everybody can relate to that, you know, because you never really realize it until that.
Getting back to like the delusional side of feeling like attracted to someone, where you're just like, you abandon all reason,
out the door,
and you're just like, fuck it, I'm alive, baby.
I'm feeling.
And it's so cool because you're like, because it doesn't happen often, and you're it just doesn't. Like, fuck, I'm finally getting this, like, rich and an intense feeling, like, oh god, this is what it means to be a human. This is, like, why I'm here. And then it goes awry, and you're like, well, it was good for what it was.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, the most important is, like, whatever situation you find yourself in, like, find something good out of it, you know? Because it's hard to ever actually have these intimate moments with people, or actually, like, hang out with people and do all this and relate. So, like, if you can do that even for a split second with someone, like, take that and know that you are a person, like, you're bringing good stuff and they're doing their same thing. So
yeah, humanity, man.
Yeah, man, take the good stuff, learn from it. It's all life lessons, and that's exactly what everybody should take out.
I thought you said, and that's lit.
And that's fucking lit.
That's life, baby, and it's super lit.
Yeah, it's super lit. Well, it's leading into our next jams. The Justin Bieber is what we're gonna play.
Yeah, play
your,
that shit.
That's your lit jam, huh?
Let me run an intro on this.
Yeah, dude, I know. I'm waiting. I know you want to introduce this.
I texted Stephanie a few days before the show started saying, I'm having trouble choosing anything that's not Justin Bieber. Because, okay, listen. Justin Bieber put out a record in 2013 called Journals.
Okay.
Came before this last record called Purpose, which is now blowing up and is, like, this huge sensation.
Yeah.
This went so under the radar. I didn't hear a single song until this year from this record. He was, like, 19, 2013. And it's a total fucking baby maker record. And that's another thing is that my love songs are usually synonymous with the baby maker songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, like the dirty jams, as you'll hear.
Yeah.
So this record is just so fucking good and so overlooked. And I feel if anyone was ever into Justin Bieber at any point, go to Journals 2013. It has fucking tracks. You're going to hear this song is called Heartbreaker. And it's literally just what it is. You know, he's saying, the chorus is, don't tell me I'm a heartbreaker because my heart is breaking. He's like, listen, you know, which is all, which I could also resonate with. Cause he's like, I know I'm a playboy and I like to have fun and hook up, but right now I'm hurt.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to this jam. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're ready. Justin Bieber, baby.
This song is actually so epic.
Girl, you don't know how I feel. How I really feel. Since you've been away, oh baby. Any chance you could take my call? If I got you today, you say that you don't want to talk, but it's cool. I've been thinking about you all day long, hoping you pick up your phone. I know that I don't wanna lose your love, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Oh girl, I got a secret place that we can go. Cause I really wanna be alone. Baby, nobody else gotta know. Just meet me later on the love. Don't tell me you're my heartbreakers. Cause girl, my heart's breaking. Don't tell me you're my heartbreakers. Cause girl, my heart's breaking. Go away. You say that you don't wanna talk, but it's cool. I've been thinking about you all day long, hoping you pick up your phone. I know that I don't wanna lose your love, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Oh girl, I got a secret place that we can go.
Secret place that we can go.
Cause I really wanna be alone.
Trying to say is, and what I hope you understand, is despite of all the imperfections of who I am, I still wanna be your man. I know it hasn't been easy for us to talk with everyone being around, but this is personal, this is for me and you. And I want you to know that I still love you. And other seasons may change, but sometimes love goes from sunshine to rain. But I'm under this umbrella and I'm calling your name. And you know I don't wanna lose that. But I still believe in
it. I still believe in love. I still believe in us. I hope you believe in us. The way I believe in us. You don't see it. Cause what you don't see is when we don't speak, I really don't sleep. I wanna talk to you. And if I had the world in my hands, I'd give it all to you.